Chazal.
Je permission. Hein? It says in Shulchan Aruch, the same day that Purim falls on, the same day Lag BaOmer falls on. Our calendar is set in rules, not just Rosh Chodesh here, Rosh Chodesh there. There are some laws when they made the calendar. In the first law in the calendar, it says Lo'olam, always, you should know, Lag BaOmer will be the same day the Purim was. Remember, Purim this year was Thursday, Lag BaOmer is Thursday. Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchot Rosh Chodesh. Must be some connection between Lag BaOmer and Purim. This Lag BaOmer is a very important chag in the time of the Ari. Some Talmid Chacham stayed at Tachanun in Lag BaOmer, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came to the Ari and he asked him, why this rabbi stayed at Tachanun on my holiday? According to the Shulchan Aruch, we can understand very well that Lag BaOmer has the same energy as Purim. But Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, it's my holiday. And the same year that person died, Ari went to this rabbi and told him, why did you say Tachanun? I said, what's Lag BaOmer? He died. Must be that Lag BaOmer is a very special day. Of course, we see how many people go to Miron. They don't go to Kotel, not even to Uman. But where do you go to Rav Shimon bar Yochai? Somebody called me from Israel. He told me that the government had a special meeting because the situation now, we're afraid over 1 million people being in one spot in Miron, at Chas v'Shalom, something might happen. It's amazing that people go and you ask them, why do you go? Why didn't you go to Rachel Imenu? Why didn't you go to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? Why did you go to Kotel? What do you want from Rav Shimon bar Yochai? What do you want from him? Comes the Gemara and tells us a story about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. There was a meeting of Chachamim in Yavne after the destruction of Second Beit HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yudah said, praise the Romans. Look, they put bridges, they fix the land. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, in the same meeting, he said, well, the Romans, what they do is for their own good. They put bridges, Washington Bridge, $18 toll. They do markets, they want to do bad things over there. And somebody heard it and went and told the government and they said, they're going to kill Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. We have to know, there's no such thing if somebody has emunah that something happened because something happened. It means probably something happened that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, if you may say, supposed to die. And he said, what did he do? He said the right thing. The Romans did not mean to do good to Am Yisrael after they destroyed Eretz Yisrael and killed hundreds of millions. He ran away to a cave. So the Gemara tells us there was 12 years in the cave and he had Ruach HaKodesh and he knew he's going to be there for a long time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for him two miracles. First, all of a sudden, a carob tree, Baxter tree, grew. And then a spring came out, and for the next 12 years, that's what he's going to eat and drink. no steak, no chicken, no orange juice, no wine for Kiddush, no matzah for Pesach, no chalot for Friday night, nothing. If Hashem makes somebody a miracle like this, Hashem could have made him apple tree. As I say, avocado is very healthy. Hashem wants him to have something, like grapes, he can have some wine, arba kosot, have some wheat, maybe he can make some matzah over there. What gezerah is this? If Hashem helps somebody, then the Gemara says, Rav Shem Baruch Hai knew he's going to be there for a long time, and since he did not bring with him a suitcase, and he has only one pair of clothing, so if he's going to stay with the clothing in the cave, eventually the clothing will rotten. So he decided he and his son will bury themselves up to the neck. And only when they have to daven, to pray, they used to get up and wash themselves in the spring and put the clothing on and pray, daven, and then go back into the sand for 12 years. This is a shame. You made a miracle for them. You made them a baksa tree. Hashem's going to make you a miracle with the clothing. No. Clothing they won't have. What did I do? Mar tells us he came outside the cave, meets his father-in-law, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Rabbi ben Yair watches his body. He says the whole body is cut from being in the sand for the end was 13 years. He says, what happened to you? What happened to you? Look what happened to your body. He says, I'm very happy now. Oh, Hashem, I was able to study and learn over there. I can answer questions now. Story in the Gemara. Of course, we have to know, Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara. When he wrote something in the Gemara, the Gaon Mevilna said, and the Ari says, all the stories that we read in the Gemara, those are the top secrets. History is not the place in the Gemara. It's not the book for history. So Gaon Mevilna, the Ari says, every time you read the story, think, what that story means, why Rav Ashi wrote it in the Gemara. Happened to be, Chachamim also said, you know, this page, the Masechet Shabbat, happened to be page 33, like Baomer. So page 33, the zchut of the people that printed Shas Vilna. And they printed Shas Vilna, and they decided how the page should look like, happened to be that this page is 33, like Baomer. Come to Gemara and say some statements about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, listen, if the world will have tzaddikim, we, my son and myself, are part of them. If somebody is going to tell us there's only two tzaddikim in the world, most probably is my son and myself. But it's not too much humbleness to talk like this. But again, Rav Ashi wrote this in the Gemara. And another Gemara, it says that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, I have the power to cancel all the decrees from people. So did he do it? I said, I can cancel and avoid all problems and tragedies in the world. And it said from the end, it says from the creation until Mashiach will come, if somebody else will come with us. I says, I didn't do it. I said, why don't you do it? I said, I could. He said, I could. You should have done it, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but I didn't. I said, why didn't do it? So why are you saying it? Comes the Gemara and says, you know, the David HaMelech hints in Tehillim, Lamavet Totsaot, the Gemara says, in the world there are over 900 kinds of deaths. And the worst one It's called Ascar. The Gemara says it starts from your stomach, it climbs all the way up to the throat, and then the person chokes. I said that's the worst death. The person suffers. Can't imagine. Gemara says, so what is really the sin? The Gemara says the person has to know there's no such thing he suffers unless he did something wrong this life or the life before. The world before too sometimes. Gemara says one Chacham said this is because people eat not 100% kosher food. Don't check. But they eat to be 100%. Once it starts in the stomach, punishment. What did you eat? Now the Chacham says, maybe Lashon Hara. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said it's called Bitul Torah. You don't use your time for Torah. You waste your time. For this, you get the worst death. Says the Gemara, well, I have to ask you a question. Says the Gemara, says, well, there are some ladies, they die, and the ladies do not have to study Torah. What do you mean they waste their time? I say, it's true. But they pull the husband shopping. Come with me shopping, come with me. I says, ladies get that sickness because they do it to the husband. Waste the husband's time. Says the Gemara, well, how about children? Innocent children? Gemara says, because the children also, instead to come home from school and sit down and do the homework, they tell Papa, take me. Where? Toys R Us. See, Papa wants to sit down and learn. Why are you wasting his time? The Gemara goes on and on and on. I says, that's the secret of life. This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. For this, so it's no sin. You know, we have 630 mitzvot. There's not one mitzvah over there that if you waste your time, you die. And this is the worst death. Shimon Bar Yochai said, the worst death. What did I do? Didn't do Avodah Zarah, didn't kill anybody, he keep Shabbat, he does everything. You waste your time. Well, I was in the airport, I went to Israel, and I had a connected flight in Moscow, and I had 4 hours over there. And I went to see the Kremlin. So what's wrong with this? Nothing's wrong. Shumachai said, listen, don't do this. Have Rabbi Berman over there, let him teach you Daf Yomi. You don't do it, you put yourself in a situation. I said, what's the problem? I don't understand. I don't do anything. And Baruch Hashem, I sit down. Well, I read the newspaper, New York Times, Baruch Hashem. Ogmer Lachabashan, they made it for Ogmer Lachabashan, the big one. So, nothing's wrong with this. To die with the worst death, for what? What did they do? Comes the Gemara in 4 times in the Shas. It tells us some kind of stories. The first story in the Shas, the Gemara says, a person has to know the purpose of your life is called Chaye Olam. Life forever. Life forever, says the Gemara, is more important than life for now. Says the Gemara, what do you mean life for now? I says, life for now means Tefillah. So they do Shemona Esrei. He prays, takes him long time to Tefillah, long time, 2 hours. Prays, Kavanot. The Gemara says you should know you're wasting your time. You should pray quicker and take the Gemara right away. Daf Yomi immediately. That's called Chaye Olam, says the Gemara. You have to worry about life forever. Life forever is Olam Habad. Olam Habad is no prayer, says the Rashi, says the Gemara. Olam Habad is no Refaenu and no Barchenu. Nothing. Just Torah. Says the Gemara, if you don't do this, you're wasting your life. He said, this guy prays Shmoneh Esrei 5 hours. Says the Gemara, forget about it. Shouldn't do it. It's the first time in Shas. The second time in Shas. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave he and his son, after 12 years, he sees people plowing, seeding. He looks at them and says, what are you doing? What are you doing? He says, you have to trust Hashem. Hashem will give you panosa. You're wasting your life. Manichim chay olam. You put away life forever. In Olam Haba, there's no seeding, no plowing. It's going to be a lecture. Moshe Rabbeinu will get, we say a lecture, 10,000 is lecture. You don't understand what's going on. What are you going to do about it? Says the Gemara, Bishim Bar Yochai, looked at the people with such anger, killed them. Bishim Bar Yochai told Bishim Bar Yochai, go, you can destroy the world. What's wrong with you? Gemara says after 1 year that he was in a cave with his son, he came outside, his son is doing it, Rabbi Lazar. He's his people. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revived the people that Rabbi Lazar killed. It says second time in Shas. People live life forever and concentrate life for now. The third time in Shas. I think it's the third. I don't remember. The third time, Gemara tells us there's two people, giants, Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa, two Chachamim. It was a little bit hard panasa, the war in Yeshiva, they decided to go to look for a job. And again, we have to remember, when Ravashi wrote stories in the Gemara, it's a secret. So those two left the Yeshiva, and they sit down to have some lunch, and Rabbi Yochanan hears Malachi Asharet. Not the Satan, not Malach HaMavet. He hears Malachi HaSharet talking to themselves, and they said, let's push the wall on those two and kill them. Because the Gemara says the same statement. They live life forever, and they choose life for now. Why you left the Yeshiva? Why you left the Yeshiva? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan heard it. He asked his colleague, his name was Ilfa, did you hear anything? I said, no. Rabbi Yochanan said, He didn't hear it means, they mean me. Right away, he went back to Yeshiva, and eventually he wrote Talmud Yerushalmi. He was the chief in Eretz Israel of the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. And the fourth time, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol was greeting people, come to lectures. He says, those group, that group. And he said, that group is going to die. I says, why? That group, they don't want to study, they don't want to learn. Manichim chaye olam, they live the life of ever, and they chose to have the life for now. Look, the miracle of Purim was really, the Gemara says, that Am Yisrael, kimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim alem v'al zaram, al kol ha-nevim alem. Am Yisrael accepted the Torah. Yehudim hayta ora zo Torah. Says the Gemara, they accepted Torah shebaal peh. Until then, until Purim, Am Yisrael said, well, Chumash is enough for us. Not even Mishnayot, not even Yalkut Yosef, not even Mishnah Berurah. We have enough halachot. The Gezerah of Haman came, that Gezerah changed the mind of Am Yisrael. It says, Kiimu v'kiblu aleim bar zaham. Gemara says, they told Mordechai, okay, halachot. Now we learn everything Torah shebaal peh. Whatever Moshe told Yehoshua, whatever Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, we accept. Gemara says, Aover adivrei chachamim chayav mita. Gemara says, well, I said, who said it? Well, some chachamim said it. Nah, what does Hashem say? Gemara says, if you talk like this, deserved it. You know why? Ezor said, in Olam Haba, also in Gan Eden before, it's called Metivta Derakia. It says, a person comes to Gan Eden, to Olam Haba, he learns Torah. First, he learns with the Interior Minister, Matat, and then he learns with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Deep, halachot, deep halachot. On Purim, we understood the reason why really we have to learn Torah is because in Olam Haba, Gan Eden, that's what you do. It's called Chaye Olam. And for this, Hashem saved us. For this, Hashem kept the Gezerah of Haman. He said, Lag Baomer is like Purim. What happened was, Hashem chose Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai as a role model for us. How much a person has to try to get to Olam Haba. To understand the goal is not Olam Hazeh. It's not, Baruch Hashem, you made it. You made it, fair, fine. But what's the purpose of all this? All this is I should be able to learn. But it's a little bit difficult. Difficult. Hashem chose Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I'm going to put you in a cave. I can have nothing to eat. You can have only baksa. After a few years, you need a few dentists of that to fix your teeth. And your stomach, will, who knows what's going to happen to your stomach. That's all you're going to eat. And you're going to drink only water. And you're not going to go outside. And you're not going to have anything else to do but to study Torah with your son. Some Chachamim say to write Sefer HaZohar over there. Maybe. You don't know. Maybe. Then, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai figure out, look, the Torah tells the Gemara, says, Adam Kiamut Bo'el, Al Aretz Yishan, and says, listen, how much you have to sacrifice yourself to learn Torah, lie down on the floor, and eat a small piece of bread, and drink water. They say, what's wrong with everything else? Nothing's wrong. But the Mishnah Perkei Avot, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was chosen by Hashem to tell us, what does it mean, Bitul Torah? This is Master of Torah. He said, that sickness comes. The worst sickness. Why? You waste your time. You know why? It's not a punishment. It means your visa was revoked. But Hashem wants you to know why. Hashem wants you to know because you don't care about Torah. It's not a sin. It means you don't care about Olam Haba. That's the problem. That's the problem. Not a sin. Person can die not because he did a sin, because he wasted his time, because you caused somebody else to waste his time. And okay, let's go have a good time. I says, children, children die because they waste the father's time. She leave the father alone. Take me here, drive me here, bring me here. You're to school, yeah. But the Gemara says, it takes him shopping. Rashi says, go buy me nuts. Go buy me things. I says, because you have to have education. Olam Hazeh domeli fozof na olam haba. Your purpose is just to have enough points and the right and the privilege for olam haba. And here come to Gemara. That's the whole story. I said, that story is only to tell you that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai meant Bitul Torah. And that's the Gemara said. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, listen, I can. And I have the power with my son to cancel all the decrees from you. But you know why you have those decrees? Because you don't think about Olam Haba. Because if you would have in mind Olam Haba, you wouldn't have a sin. Olam Chacham, Talmud Gaon Mevilna, was the genius of the generation. Shagat Aryeh. He was 100 years old. He's dying. So they gave him a text. This is text. It's called Ma'avar Yabok. It's called Hashalom person's time to come that he has to go to Gan Eden. It's a special confession. I did this. This. So they gave it to him. He was very sick. He was 100 years old. And they told him, Arav Mechila, looks like you're going to Gan Eden. Here's a text. He said, let me tell you something. Not I did not do a sin that I know about. I did not have time to think to do a sin. Bitul Torah, to cancel your mind from nonsense in order to get to Olam Haba, this is crucial. It's not, I waste my time, I'm going to die because I waste my time. No. Because you come so-called with the statement to Hashem, I don't care about Olam Haba. The purpose is Olam Haba. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world is only as a diving board for Olam Haba. Hashem did not create us to stay here. And if you don't want Olam Haba, so Hashem said, okay, well, what's the purpose? What about sitting down and eating? For what? Let's take Gemara says, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu to teach us the purpose of life is Olam Haba. Let's people's neshama understand it. You go to Miron, so why go to Miron? What do you have with him? I don't know. I don't know where I'm going. Why I'm looking forward for Lag BaOmer. Bought a ticket already on Rosh Hashanah. I said, what is it? What do you have over there? He says, neshama, tell the person, this is the energy of Olam Haba is over there. And the Gemara says, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did miracles. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai as well said, save people just by teaching them the way, the path of thinking of Olam Haba. As Chachamim say, this is like Baromer, it's like Purim. Like Purim, they say you can get energy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the miracles of those days, the same thing like Baromer you can get. That's why Zohar says you should expect miracles on like Baromer. Some Chachamim say Mashiach, expectation is higher on like Baromer. He called Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai the holy menorah. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to tell you something. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had a grandson, his name was Rabbi Yossi. And he died. The Gemara says, they took his body, they wanted to bury him in Miron, next to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara says, they came to the cave, was a snake over there. The snake does not let them go inside and bring the coffin of the grandson. And people in the funeral thought, well, he's not on the level, but still his grandfather. So the Gemara says, they said from Shamayim, no. Don't think he's lower in level of Torah from his father, Rabbi Lazar. No. But he was not in a cave. So what if he's not in a cave? It's to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he means Olam Haba. That's the highest. Since Rabbi Yossi, you be very big rabbi. So, but he did not prove to Hashem and to the world that you have to save every second, even in difficult times, that no time you have to take a Gemara, learn right away. You know why? But otherwise, Chas Shalom, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Askara. Askara, the worst death in the world. Because Hashem gave us a present, like Baomer, to wake us up. To think about our neshama, to think about the geula, the Rabbi Amen. Amen.